programming, and med school. I don't know much about med school, but I do know much about programming, so hear me out. I have long had a suspicion that programming is the only powerful approach to authentic education. In conspiratorial terms, just to get your attention, they are not teaching you coding to stop you from learning. The foremost problem with this notion is that if you do want to go to med school, programming will do little for you, at least at first. The correct way to solve this issue is to understand that you can easily memorize human anatomy by becoming an artist. Creating your own Codex Lester will not only make a precious keepsake, but build a powerful memory palace in your mind. But you see, programming goes beyond pencils and paper. You can make games, simulations, and visualizations, and not only memorize hierarchies, but sequences, processes, interactions, and mechanisms. You can now model how neurons fire in networks, how the heart's electrical system maintains rhythm, or how enzymes catalyze reactions in cascades. You could simulate blood flow through arteries and how drugs bind to receptors and alter pathways. Even complex phenomena, immune responses, gene regulation. And all the while, not necessarily working on visualizations and simulations, but maybe games. I have ended the programming won't help you with med school argument right here and right now. It will make you a more powerful professional, make you more than you can imagine today. A couple of years ago, there was a learning curve, one that challenged you to do more side education that isn't entirely relevant to your pursuit. Today, with the power of AI, your programming education is no longer a side support system. It's no longer a side quest that will eventually pay off. Today, no matter what your field actually is, learning programming with the help of AI is the heart of your education, the heart of the greatness of your knowledge. It may even be the crucible of your transcendence, the very flame of your invention. Simulation and visualization is not to be underestimated. And this has nothing to do with computational biology and the more advanced sciences. This is just what programming does for you in the beginning. Later, you probably will have to learn programming. With programming, you will get to automate everything. AI won't be able to do everything for you. Sometimes it will take forever to explain what you need done, where if you have the ability to program computers, you can automate the requirements and then send them to AI that will carry them out. Now, you are no doubt very science-minded, so I will now briefly describe evidence of how artificial intelligence enhances and greatly accelerates your programming education. Show you what the modern learning process looks like. I am designing a program that processes text, audio, and even video on inexpensive, very low-powered computers. My target computer has just 4 CPUs at 2000 MHz. My 15-year-old desktop, by contrast, has 8 CPUs at 4000 MHz. So this thing is half the power of a computer from 15 years ago. To be precise, both computers have a single chip that features multiple cores. The core approach is cheaper to manufacture and more energy efficient while still being compatible with the notion of multiple CPUs. As a result, modern programming requires that you write code that does not just directly execute line by line, but instead creates a series of small programs or tasks that will be sent for execution on one of the multiple cores as they become available. You can no longer write instructions in a single column. You now have to create tasks called threads that execute on a CPU core. I've been using a single core thus far because I was analyzing requirements for my programs, but now time came to stop executing code and instead send tasks up for execution. I work with Node.js as it allows me to write for multiple operating systems, and I can execute my programs on a web page, which is to say client computer, or a proper network server, where many tasks from many users can be handled either in one spot or delegated to multiple powerful servers. My ultimate aim, as you might have guessed already, is to write a program that uses browsers as threads, where I can just point some computers at a web page and speed up task processing, especially video encoding, processing tasks that pretty much run at native speeds due to new web technologies having become available. But for now, I am practicing the crafting of an architecture that looks like a single CPU program that does use multiple cores in the back. Best of both worlds. And for that, I need Node.js worker threads. But before I started, I used artificial intelligence to double-check if this is the latest and greatest that I should be using. I asked a very plain question. How can I make the use of all my CPUs in a Node.js application? And to give it an aim and context, I explained that I'm building a blog engine. AI responded with high-performance static site generator strategies for Node.js, with a wonderful little section on the bottom, key performance tips for Raspberry Pis. Overall, the response is a small mix of third-party libraries that simplify Node.js and wonderful explanation of latest efficient patterns, which don't look very different from normal code, but they do make a huge difference when you execute your program on a low-powered machine. You would ask a similar question about your programming projects, whatever it is that you are programming, and that truly is the key. And if you are new to AI, you will receive more than just links. You will see what you need done expressed in custom code, in code snippets. I tend to avoid third-party libraries as they pose some minor security risks, so I asked a follow-up question. Oh, I really like native worker threads without external libraries. Can you show me a pattern where I do many different kinds of operations? Creating HTML files, but also copying files, processing images, video, etc. The AI responded with, Native worker threads pattern for multiple operations. Here is a pattern for handling different operations. HTML generation, file copying, asset optimization, using native worker threads of Node.js. This may sound like an ordinary computer thing, even if you're not a nerd, but this is actually a modern miracle. A miracle that turned some of the best AI researchers into futuristic theorists. Ramblers. Even I often push myself away from the computer and stare at the screen like some terrible chicken. This miracle is real. And let me explain to you precisely what it is about. It is about taking this concept of worker threads, whether you know it or not, and placing it in the correct context in what is on your to-do list. Worker threads may be confusing. They are still confusing to me. but not when AI shows you how to address your code needs with a complete program. Now, simultaneous processing, worker pools, task queues are not the documentation you are yet to read, the tutorials you are yet to have, but are cast into your context, are attached to your very own programming needs, your own vision, where you can see where everything is supposed to go. This miracle is about making extreme complexity simple to understand. Think of computer program requirements as a skeleton. The AI, with a simple question in the English language, adds the organs, vessels, and connective tissues. Worker threads become neurons transmitting impulses in parallel, while queues act as the bloodstream carrying resources to where they're needed. Task schedulers behave like the autonomic nervous system, regulating flow without conscious control, and shared memory resembles intercellular signaling, while synchronization barriers act like membranes, ensuring proper exchange. The miracle is in AI locating the correct programming patterns and transforming them into your needs so that you are now able to figure it all out, understand where everything goes out of context, from the needs and the program requirements that you yourself have set, and have no trouble recognizing. This is a big deal. Let me show you how I did this decades ago. I would learn languages by rewriting a popular email sending script called FormMail. I would bring the context of the FormMail script, its source code, to a new language I was learning and search the documentation for the equivalent instructions on how the things that FormMail does are accomplished in the language I was facing. The more languages I learned, the faster I learned new languages. What you have today is so much superior that it is now foolish not to take a break from school and master programming. And yes, there is much more to this. I already mentioned computational biology. But to close, it will suffice to say, AI will not take your job if you are able to conduct a symphony orchestra with its powers.